Reforming America's Marijuana Prohibition Laws takes education, lobbying, and voting. From Washington, D.C. to your state capitol to your city hall, marijuana law reform involves all levels of civic life. Learn how you can make your impact with elected officials as we take a look at our government at work.
Well, one of the best elected officials here in the state of Colorado would be the Pitkin County Sheriff, Joe DeSalvo, who welcomed us here to beautiful Aspen, Colorado for the Normal Aspen Legal Seminar. And in his discussion, he talked about how he goes around the state talking to other sheriffs and trying to get them to understand that the fight is over and marijuana is legal now. Here, he discusses some of the early pitfalls of legalization.
And believe it or not, one of the first things that happened after legalization was we found some issues that I don't think anyone foresaw. One of which was one of the most interesting things that hit us right between the eyes was clearly it's a town of about 5,000 people when people like you are not here, and it's about 20,000 people when people like you are here for Christmas time. And we clearly have a big resort community with a lot of hotels, and we all know from traveling as much as we all do that when we leave a bottle of vodka or some cookies in our hotel room, a maid usually takes them home, and that's never been a problem. Well, we had a Hispanic maid, non-English-speaking woman, clean out a hotel room, and in it was a box of chocolates, and she took it home and shared it with her five-year-old, and it was an accidental ingestion of a high dose of marijuana. So, boom, we had our first problem. You know, this was not seen by anybody who could ever think this way, that this could happen. So we immediately started a program in hotels through the Chamber Resort Association that was a program in Spanish that said to maids and hotel workers, don't take anything home if you don't know what it is. And so that was our one of our first problems. The second problem we had was look-alike packaging. We had a couple of accidental ingestions from edible products that looked like Reese's peanut butter cups, Snickers bars, things like this. So we went to the dispensary owners and said, hey, could you do us a favor and take that off the shelves? You're not doing us any favors. And they did. So we all had an interest in public safety and success of the organization. And that's what we did a lot of work on. The other things we did was we found that, once again, people like you would come to Aspen, buy an ounce or two of marijuana, a vaporizer, some edibles. And because this is literally kids in a candy store, people would overbuy. They'd be here for 3 days and buy 3 ounces. And it was crazy. And I think a lot of people did not realize that they can't pack this stuff and get on a plane with it. When you land, you're going to be in an illegal state. So we put an amnesty box at the airport. When you leave, you'll see a green box out there with a leaf on it, and that's your last chance to throw your stash away before you go home.
What he won't tell you is that the sheriff's deputies actually open up and clean out that box every day. So if you're looking for some decent weed, any uniform deputy will be there.
And it's funny, when we first put the box out there, it was the first one in the state, and we got a lot of exposure. And I had a flood of people asking to be the amnesty box deputy. But you know what was really funny about the whole thing is for the first 3 months or so, the only thing we got out of there was Starbucks cups, half-eaten sandwiches. Everyone thought it was a trash dispenser, you know, because amnesty box made no sense. And the airport, who is run by the county, said, we said, let's put a big leaf on it. And they said, ain't happening. Well, now if you go out there, we finally got our point across, and there's a big leaf out there. And Jerry's right, about once every week, the deputy goes out there, and we get a lot of weed out of that thing. And packs vaporizers that people buy at $280 a pop, use them once and put them in an amnesty box. So, yeah, I was just thinking about, is there like some kind of fund for broke stoners that we could donate this stuff to? You know, even broke guys should be able to get a PAX. So one of, after we started this and we were dealing with these fires that were coming up, and believe it or not, in the first year and a half or 2 years, we had not made one single arrest for driving under the influence of marijuana in Pitkin County. So we realized that, yeah, maybe all the fear that people had about driving was not really the number one concern. We focused on now responsible use, responsible sale, and responsible storage. That's what our group went towards. And we had a lot of success with that. We started doing programs. Our first program was in a room about this size, and maybe 50 parents came. The invitation was more or less to adults and parents to get introduced to this new product. And we laid out every delivery system on a table like this. And I had friends that were in the room that had been smoking pot for 40 years, came in and saw a vapor pen, had no idea what it was. Saw a PAX vaporizer, no idea what it was. Sodas, butters, all that stuff. And it was an opportunity, we thought, for adults to look at what might be in kids' backpacks. And even today, 3 years later, it's amazing how undereducated parents are about what's going on. So our focus shifted from basically adult community to children and what we're going to do with that. And I'll get into that a bit in a minute or two.
That's Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo welcoming us yesterday to Aspen, Colorado. And it was very interesting to hear him talk about the early pitfalls of marijuana legalization and not being ready for the maids, for example, picking up edibles that they didn't know about, or people buying. He talked about people buying way too much weed and having too much of it on them and having to leave it at the airport amnesty box. I mean, it was a great discussion. The full discussion from all of these clips, as a matter of fact, the full version of all of these clips from today's show will be uploaded to my SoundCloud page later next week. So follow at Radical Russ for that. Coming up next, Pat Oglesby on marijuana taxation.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.